So my brothers and sisters, how can we fake this hot and humid weekend in July? Besides watching the women's soccer championship. It's quite a game and quite a joy too. But 3 weeks today, 3 weeks into the new season, we can certainly say that the summer season is in full gear. About this time of year, a friend of mine has written words that conjure up memories of summers from long ago. I invite you to engage in a spiritual exercise briefly with me, to imagine some of your past summers as you hear these words. Quote, summer is now time. Spring and winter look ahead. Autumns look back. But summer is most at home in the here and now. It is nature's extroverted season. Air is dense. Heavy shade becomes a hunger. Fields droop with green and gardens lean under their weight. Beauty overpowers. Heat oppresses. And the thunderstorms build like pressure in the body until warm rain washes the streets, leaving streams to rise, the memory of a fleeting passion. Unquote. Perhaps like me, you have been feeling such words and living such images as you ponder what memories of summer come to your mind. When summer smells and tastes were experienced for the very first time in your youth. Do you recall the smell of honeysuckles? With the taste of your first popsicles? And what about the first time you ever experienced July 4th fireworks? When and where did you first experience and discover this part of life? And as you remember, you may recall days or perhaps moments when summer excitements were felt for the first time. For summer has often been a time of discovery, discoveries about life and oneself. That often happened due to separation from others or from our normal routines. And that is what I find going on in today's gospel, as Jesus chooses and sends 72 disciples forth. A sense of discovery through separation. Almost like a parent, Jesus separates from them, sending them forth. And as they separate from Jesus and boldly go to new towns and places to preach the kingdom of peace, you get a sense of their excitement, a sense of adventure and discovery for these 72. Most likely women and men were the first missionaries, the first proclaimers of the good news. And so this gospel, combined with reflections of summer's past, reminded me of how parents do something similar when they send off their children, off to a summer camp, and in doing, allow them to be separated so that they may discover life in a new way. Perhaps some of you have or will soon send off your children to summer camp, or what has become a tradition among my three sisters who are grandparents, granny camp. Perhaps some of you grandparents can identify. In a curious way, that is what is happening in the gospel, a time of first separation from Jesus. In so many words, Jesus is giving those first 72 disciples a mission. And they were all missioned with a particular plan. Notice how the plan is enacted. There were many of them, whomever and however, a sense of excitement going forth and coming back. In considering this important passage, I was led to recall some of those first times of separations and first discoveries of mine as my mind was drawn to a summer camp. When and where I first experienced separation from mom and dad and my siblings, but discovering of emerging adolescence. You see, as a rising seventh and eighth grade boy, I spent 1 week in consecutive summers
in a Boy Scout camp. Camp is in Pocono Mountains, was and still continues to be called Russica Falls. A Boy Scout camp that since 1957, more than 60 years of tens of thousands of scouts like myself, learned and discovered things about life through this separation from mom and dad. And it was during these summers, through these times of separation and discovery, that I learned to swim, learned how to pitch a tent, and shoot a rifle, as well as a bow and arrow. Not to wear very well, mind you. So it's taught how to use 360 degrees of compass to find direction. In so many words, I and dozens of scouts like me in those summers were given the tools of how to make decisions out of our moving out of our comfort zones and how to literally find direction in our lives. We were at times uncomfortable, but boy, did we enjoy it. It was life. It was exhilarating. And this is how our minds and bodies were being stretched. We were learning discipline with joy. And the thrill and excitement of it all was quite sensual as we hiked and camped, swam and climbed, touched the earth in a new way, and tasted the fruits of the earth in a distinct way. Indeed, we called our fruit drink bug juice. And not only do we learn to swim competitively in a pool, but also in freshwater streams. And on one occasion, I can recall writing home after it happened, a story of how I was swimming in a small river. A giant water snake popped up right in front of me. And yikes, I screamed, and quickly swam to the shore, hearing the laughter of my friends and fellow scouts as I did so. There were many such laughs and learnings, for we were learning life as we lived in the outdoors. Such was the gift of those summers of separations and discoveries. Similarly, the 72 disciples, as they were missioned, shaped by discoveries and separations, what was their mission? To preach the good news, cure the sick, and proclaim peace. But just as importantly, they were learning to grow out of their comfort zones, searching, discovering, and at times failing. Yes, failing and being frustrated. This is the cost of discipleship. But Jesus prepared those 72 disciples with something else as they left their comfort zone. Be prepared for failures and frustrations. I'm giving you these tools of prayer and understanding. Notice Jesus' words. Behold, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. He was preparing them. And be prepared for the challenges and workings of evil. Yes, be perfect, be prepared, and be tested by the disordered spirits. For then, as well as now, the movements of the evil do exist, whom Jesus, in the gospel, the very first time, calls it Satan, will be present. Especially as one sets out to do good. There will be temptations. There will be moments of frustration and moments of sinfulness, of impatience and anger. But as we hear them proclaim upon the return, quote, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. This, my brothers and sisters, was the beginning of the kingdom of Christ. In Christ, we can conquer evil. They were experiencing for the first time. And then we hear Jesus saying, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Notice, Jesus is giving them power over the sky and of the earth in some of these movements in his name. And upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Ignatius of Loyola spoke about this as the two standards, the standard of Christ, the standard of Satan. This is where he gets it. This is where we are invited to recognize the challenge, my brothers and sisters, like those first 72 sent out so long ago. We too must be prepared to face the evils of our day, especially the ones we human beings
that bring upon ourselves and our world, sins of ourselves, sins of our world, the sorrows we read about, and those we may cause. But we can't do it alone. We need one another. We need word, we need Eucharist, we need charity, we need one another's prayers to go forth and face the challenges of evil in our day. This is the challenge, the cost, and the gift of discipleship. And this is what a summary memory may remind us, that just as we've been stretched in the past in our youth, and comforted and challenged, whenever, however, we experience God, we are invited to remember those moments of the past when we separated so as to discover God's presence in the world and in our lives. We find consolation in them. And so as we journey forward, together as a people, against the evils of our day, be comforted by Jerusalem. Be challenged by Jesus. Do remember that we as a people in Christ will, in Christ, conquer evil. Discovering that ultimately, we will one day be separated from this life and yet united by Christ, coming home. Coming home like scouts from a camp.